USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina. Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. He confirmed the victim was a student. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley held a press conference on Wednesday to discuss the end of the Afghan mission at the Pentagon. Austin saying he does not know what will happen next in respect to the Taliban now having control of Afghanistan.
I'm immensely proud of what our troops have done to this point, and it's hard to predict where this will go in the future with respect to the Taliban.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Millions in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are being warned that Ida is bringing potentially deadly and damaging flash flooding. Some spots could be hit with up to 8 inches of rain, while terrain is largely soaked already due to Hurricane Henri's recent downpour, and some rivers are near their flood level. The National Weather Service is forecasting the remnants of Ida will remain in the area this afternoon, with the heaviest rainfall occurring overnight. Flash flood watches are in effect. A new law in Texas takes effect today.
Legislation banning abortions after 6 weeks is now the law in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court did not act on an emergency request to stop the law from taking effect by midnight Tuesday. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Abortion providers say that if it remains law, it would block the vast majority of abortion patients from obtaining services in Texas. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with reaction to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley holding their press conference at the Pentagon to discuss the end of the Afghan mission. Former Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says she wasn't impressed by anything either of them said.
I was really disturbed by that press conference because all they did was talk about how they closed this out. It was like they wanted a pat on the back. It's like they wanted to say that this book was closed. The book is not closed because you have hundreds of thousands of Americans still sitting there in Afghanistan that need to get out. And it goes against the moral code of the military, which is you leave no American behind. So Austin and Milley know that. They know that every military veteran, combat veteran like my husband, is still thinking about the Americans that were left behind, still thinking about the Afghan allies that are behind. So to imply that this book is closed, to say that you're going to a diplomatic operation, is implying that you're going to a hostage situation. There's nothing comforting about that.
Bull rider in California is dead following a freak accident at a local event. The Brazilian native was a few seconds into a bull ride at the Velocity Tour in Fresno when his spur got tangled and caused him to flip upside down under the bull's back leg, leaving his chest trampled before he was bucked off. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.